Welcome to The Millennial Rant, a podcast about whatever's bothering me today. With topics ranging from politics to pop culture, there's a rant to cover everyone. For more Millennial Rant content, you can join me on the web at millennialrant.com. Might be a little, I don't know, maybe arrogant of me to say so, but I feel like at this point in my academic career, I'm a bit of a veteran when it comes to what to expect in academia and how to, you know, run through the system. And okay, I don't mean that's like in a faculty sense. My teaching experience is actually fairly minimal. I did comp 1 and comp 2 at a community college for about 4 years off and on. So my teaching experience is still fairly minimal, but my attending experience is pretty extensive, if I do say so myself. Not to brag, because why would that be brag-worthy? I'm just saying. So what's the point of this, right? So, when I first started going to school, I was at a community college in Ohio, and it was a really good school, but for whatever reason, it was also a really cheap school, like $55 a credit hour. Cheap. I mean, like, whew, it's more now. I think it's like almost three times that now, which is unfortunate, but also, you know, understandable. So I didn't really have to worry about financial aid when I was going to school there. My dad offered to pay for it for me as long as I was actively working toward something, whether that something was a degree, whether it was transferring into a four-year university, or whatever the case. So as long as I was working towards something, he didn't have a problem paying, you know, that $50 a credit hour for me to go to school, which was good because I really bounced around in that, it's not a university, in that college for about, 4 years. And the reason why is like this whole involved story that I'm pretty sure I told in a previous episode. So I'm not really going to go into that here. But suffice it to say, I spent 4 years at a community college. My dad paid for it, and I didn't get a degree, but I did end up transferring to a four-year university. When I transferred to the four-year university, it was substantially more expensive than the community college, and my dad couldn't pay for it. I mean, he had, you know, 8 kids, of whom I am only one, and there's absolutely no way that at the time he was still a major. So there's absolutely no way that on a major salary with 8 kids, you know, 6 of whom were still actively at home, would he be able to pay for me to go to college. That's just, no. So I had to take out loans. And not only did I have to take out loans, my parents took out loans in order to cover my tuition. And I didn't know anything about financial aid. I was 20 years old. I had no clue how any of it worked or why or what was the best options, like how to get scholarships. If, you know, did I qualify for the Pell Grant? I didn't. My dad made too much money, which I personally feel is unfair. Why should my parents' income impact whether or not I get a grant? But whatever. So I didn't know how it worked. I didn't know how any of the financial aid stuff worked. I remember at one point, like, they talked about if you want a refund, you have to get approval from your parents because the refund is coming out of the Parent Plus loan. And I had no idea what that meant. And I didn't have to find out because around the same time, I mean, 2009, because I took like a semester off, I was going to transfer to a different school and I ended up not doing that. But around that time, the laws for the GI Bill changed and it became transferable. So my dad was able to gift his GI Bill to me. I think there's supposed to be enough for a full 4-year degree, and he gave me enough months to cover 3 because I'd already done the 1. So, whatever the case, that's what I did. I was able to use the GI Bill, and then I applied for and was granted, however it worked. I don't know. Again, I didn't know anything about financial aid, the Yellow Ribbon program through my school. And so I did that. I didn't have any issues. I got a stipend, which was pretty sweet, actually. If you don't want to pay for school, the military is the way to go if you can go that way. I personally could not because of health reasons. I really, really wanted to, but it was not in the cards for me. But if you can, that's the way to do it, because, like, wow, it's pretty sweet deal. Anyway, digressing. Yeah, that was like my foray into financial aid there. Very minimal, very painless. It was largely handled by other people. All I knew was that I had like $3,000 or something really minimal worth of loans, and the bulk of it had fallen on my parents, which, how is that fair? But whatever. So there's that. And then I went to Creighton University, where I got my Master's of Fine Arts. And again, I didn't really know anything about financial aid. But this time I didn't have the GI Bill to make up for like my lack of funds. So I did end up taking out loans. And since I didn't know anything about how the loans worked, I ended up taking out way more loans than I needed. And, you know, I got the refund, and I'm thinking, oh, this is really great. I get like $9,000 in the bank every semester. That's awesome. Not awesome. I ended up taking out like twice, almost 3 times the amount of loans that I needed to pay for school. And I had no idea. Nobody explained it to me. I never saw anybody from the financial aid office. I literally just put in the FAFSA. They said, this is what you qualify for. I clicked the yes button, signed my name, and it was done. I mean, there was that clause that said, if you want to return the amount, blah, 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 you can do that. But I didn't know what that meant. I didn't know what it was talking about. What excess, what whatever. I didn't know. I ended up taking out a ridiculous amount of money to pay for my degree that I didn't need. And I didn't have any idea that that's what happened until I ended up getting a job at a career college where I worked in the financial aid office. And it was my job to go through the FAFSA application with the students and make sure that they understood, you know, what financial aid meant for them and how, you know, whether or not their education was going to be covered through it and that sort of thing. And you want to talk about a mind-blown moment. What? Why did nobody ever sit down and explain this stuff to me? Why didn't I have a financial aid officer sit down and explain to me that this is exactly how much it's going to cost to pay for your education, and, you know, this is how much loans you qualify for, and this is how much you get excess, and if you get excess, you can send it back. So that you don't have to pay for it later with interest. I was so mad. Like, what? Why did nobody tell me this? By the time I graduated from there, I had so much debt that when I ended up going back to school to get my master's degree, it just didn't seem worth it to not get all of the loans that I could get, because then I could use that to pay my expenses while I was there. So now I have, you know, $200,000 in debt and growing because I'm working on my PhD. Definitely would not recommend, but at the same time, you know, you got to do what works for you. And, you know, at some point, I hope to generate enough income to take it to pay it back. I would really like to not be paying for this for the rest of my life, but I might. And, you know, that's on me. I signed it. That's, nobody forced me. Even if I didn't understand, I still put my name on it. And I did a whole video about student loans and all of that stuff. That was like the very first video. So I'm not going to go again deep into that right now. But my point is that these schools, I think, take advantage of the fact that kids have no idea what they're doing when they go into college. And a lot of parents don't know what's going on either. If they can afford it, they just pay for their kids out of pocket and they don't question it. Some parents, you know, get out PLUS loans to help their kids, but, you know, they don't know what the alternatives are. There's no real, like, parenting class on how to help your child apply for scholarships. And schools say that they're, you know, university minded, that it's their job to, you know, get your kid university ready. I never had any of that. Admittedly, I was only in high school for a year. And I mean, they talked a good game about getting me into college, but nobody ever said anything. Maybe if I had lasted all the way through to my senior year in a public high school, I would have had a counseling session or something on that. I don't know. Is there, you guys can tell me, is there career counseling for academics in financial aid? Like, do they sit you down and say, this is how financial aid works and this is what you can expect? Because I genuinely don't know. I hope so, because what little career counseling I had gotten was, you know, if these are the paths that you can take with the whatever degree that you choose. And that would, I guess that's helpful. I mean, if you already know the direction that you want to go, then that's kind of redundant. But I feel like telling you exactly what to expect for the college admissions process would be so much better. Because honestly, a lot of these kids who are going to four-year universities right out of high school, they have no idea what they want to do. Like, none at all. They don't know what they want to study. They don't know if they want to study. A lot of them go on sports scholarships, which is great. But what about the ones who don't? What about the ones who just have no clue if they want to go in that direction at all? And you end up spending a ridiculous amount of money through loans and collecting debt that ultimately ends up being entirely unnecessary, because either the career that you picked doesn't require a four-year degree, or, you know, you don't work in the field that you got your degree in, or you, whatever the case. I mean, it is actually pretty rare to get a job in the career field that you got your degree in and just move into a good, solid paying position. It's not common. A lot of people struggle for years to find work, even after graduating, and they still have to deal with their loans on top of that. And I feel like a lot of that could be spared if somebody just took 5 minutes to explain the financial aid process, if not to the child, then at least to the parents, especially if a PLUS loan is involved. If the parents have to take a loan out in order to make sure that their kid can go to school, then I feel like somebody should explain to them exactly what that entails. I also think that if a parent is paying for a child's college in whole or in part, then that child should be required to sign a FERPA form that allows their parents to talk to their teachers and view their grades and all that stuff. Because I know, at least for me, I would want to make sure that my kid is doing what I thought I was paying for. My dad and my sister worked for a student loan company for a while, and it was insane the amount of people, parents, who would call in asking about, you know, their kid's loan status and saying, my kid never got a degree. Where did all the money go? And these kids are taking the money and they're going and they're partying and they're living it up for 4 years in these big fancy houses with all their big fancy stuff. And then they come out with nothing or it. I'm going off on a tangent. This isn't about college life, which is a whole video in and of itself. My point is that financial aid is stupid the way that it is currently run, and it needs to be reformed. Somebody just needs to start talking to people to let these kids and parents know what they're getting into before they're getting into it, because a lot of them are getting themselves into nothing but unnecessary debt and a whole lot of future trouble.